Gabriel Gaitán's distinctive artwork shows up in the usual and some unusual places. This weekend, you have both going on, don't you, Gabriel?
Yes, I do. We have a gallery opening on at the Agave Rosa Gallery with Gaspar Enriquez, Daniel Padilla, Albert Escamilla, Mauricio Mora, and Francisco Romero.
Wow, what a company of artists. That's huge.
I'm very grateful that I'm part of this group.
No, this, you know, the six moons have come together. The planets are aligned. And that's tonight. The show is called Matices. Mm-hmm. That's tonight from 6 to 9 p.m. And the gallery is at 905 Noble. That's not too far from the Old Museum of Art.
Yeah, the International Museum of Art.
Okay. It's now very near there.
Close by, yeah.
That reception with a fantastic lineup of artists. Is there a theme for that show?
No, well, I think the theme will be the Matisse's thing. You know, it's the combination of everybody melting into one. You know?
Mm-hmm. The mixture.
The mixture.
There. But do you feel that there are converging themes with this group of six?
To be honest, I don't know what they're showing, but I think they'll complement each other.
I think so. I mean, there's just from having spoken with some of you, there are obviously some recurring themes. But so that's tonight.
Well,
now,
the theme could be, you know, Chicano / Mexican style of art.
And interpretations of it.
Of it, yeah.
Yes,
true.
Yes.
And different, you know, six interpretations here.
Definitely. Oh, I mean, that's going to be a blockbuster this evening. And tomorrow, tell me what's going on.
Tomorrow, I'm going to do I call it a soft opening of my new column mural under the freeway on Lincoln Park.
Column.
I call it columns because they're well, pillars. Some people call them pillars.
Well, it's the support for the freeway.
For the
big concrete T,
right.
that supports the
true.
The underpass there.
It's a soft opening because this is to complete my grant commitment with the MCAT, City of the Arts.
Another. See, I've started this theme where I get very excited when I know that people have the Community Arts Program grants or the Artist Incubator.
Yeah.
Yes.
And this will close the grant and then with my presentation to the public. It's going to be a soft opening. Call it soft because we have a bigger one that it's a car show and an art show and a festival, which will be later on
cool.
in the 22nd of September.
So tomorrow, 6 p.m., and this is at Lincoln Park, 4001 Durazno, under the freeway there, where we will actually get to just focus 100% on your mural. And then the big bash with the car show and the borlote, we could say, is Sunday, September 22nd. I'll repeat that shortly, but...
Right.
Let's focus on the mural.
On the mural.
Give me the title of the mural and the concept.
When I applied for the grant, I realized it was going to be in the year 2013. So I said, 13, well, wait a minute, that sounds familiar. And 13 is a very sacred number for indigenous people in the Americas and probably around the world, you know. Then I researched and help from my friend Carlos Aceves. He gave me a translation of number 13. In Nahuatl, which is Malak Iwan Ye,
and which Malak is Malak Iwan Ye.
Malak is 10, Iwan is N, and Ye is 3, so 10 and 3 is 13.
Okay, okay.
And this indigenous number is a very sacred number because it's a number of accomplishment and of mystery and ancestral wisdom. And what I like also about numbers that are from Native Mexico is that in Mesoamerican cosmology, there are 13 lunar cycles, and then there's 13 major joints in the human body, and then there's 13 tail feathers on the mother eagle. And that's why I incorporated the 13 moons. I incorporated a human being, which has the 13 joints, and then I also included a bird that represents all the, what we call the winged ones, the ones that fly.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's the representation of the mother eagle that has 13
I love this. Feathers. These explanations make me feel in a way, well, first of all, I really like getting rid of the bad rap that anything has. 13, of course, the superstition has always been there. So I really like, I feel like I'm getting petted in the right direction when somebody smooths it down and says, no, that it's not wicked. But your interpretation is just laid out for us. There's a spiritual map on this beautiful T-shaped column. And in the center, the figure that you have used is kind of an iconic Mexican-American figure here on the border. But tell me the significance and what kind of reactions have you gotten?
I always paint images that are not regularly painted because some people kind of deny them or they're not comfortable with them.
Like what?
For instance, you know, indigenous people from Mexico, and there's a lot of Mexicans that don't want to be part. They say they're from Spain. They're not from...
Okay, not comfortable with Indio.
With Indio, the part term of the, Indio. Okay. You know, and even the name Indio is very negative in some circles in Mexico.
What a loss.
Yeah, it is. It is. So what I try to do is project this positive image. Now, the image in the center of this team mural is, I call him a homeboy or a vato, but other people call him cholos because they don't want to associate with that. Now, cholo or cholismo or vatos, whatever, it's part of the Chicano community, you know, and every community, different races have their own. And it lends for itself for interpretation. The way I see cholismo is, it's a term, actually cholo in Nahuatl means Indian.
This is what I love, indigenous, you know. It's when you really start looking and it leads to things like eagle feathers when you start examining all these preconceived notions. Mm-hmm. It's an exciting and brave thing you've done to put yourself out there in this way. This is typical of your work, as I understand it. You say every time that you've taken on a new Mesoamerican symbol as a main subject for a painting that you always learn something about your Mexican ancestry. What was it that surprised you most this time that you learned?
Well, I knew that the number 13 was a sacred number, and I knew that it contradicted, I guess, Western thinking that it's Friday the 13th. And
yeah, very 13 bad rap all the
you know,
time.
There's no 13th floor in buildings.
Now that's getting silly.
You know, that's what I hear. I don't know. I haven't really gone into elevator and see it.
I've noticed the jumps from 12 to 14 are common.
And what happens then is that that's applied to the indigenous ways. And the indigenous ways are very different from this other thinking of that the 13 is bad. You know,
it's a different spiritual language, and I just love exploring it and realizing how little I know. It makes me want to know more. My guest today is Gabriel S. Gaitan. He's a wonderful El Paso artist and educator whose work, you can never be quite sure where he's going to pop up. And he'll pop up tonight in excellent company. The opening of Matices is from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Agave Rosa Gallery. That's 905 Noble, with six amazing artists. And then and tomorrow, the opening of number 13, Matlak Iwan Ye. I got it.
There it is.
All right. Tomorrow at 6 p.m., and that will be at Lincoln Park, 4001 Durazno. And then keep watching for the September 22nd, the big pachanga at Lincoln Park. That's going to be Lincoln Park Day with a Chicano art and car show. And I'll put that in the calendar of events to make sure people know about it. Visit GaitanArtworks.com for more information on Gabe and his work. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.